I'm Matthew Denwell. I've been with Mercer for 18 years, and I'm a partner in the Financial Strategy Group. I also lead the team that delivers benefit conversion programs, including Reflex. Well, most employers have some kind of DC pension available, for example, for auto enrollment. But the experience that members have when they retire from a DC pension is very different from the experience that a DB member has. So, for example, a DC member coming up to retirement can decide what level of annual pension increases they want or none at all. They can decide whether to have a pension payable to a spouse or other dependent or none at all. Those choices aren't available normally to DB members because of differences in the legislation and scheme rules. So essentially what Reflex does is it provides a much greater range of options to DB members when they come up to retirement, which is really consistent with what DC members already enjoy. Most defined benefit schemes are contracting out of the state second pension, and contracted out schemes have to comply with a whole load of restrictions and limitations on the way the benefits are paid. But recently, the law was changed so that now, when someone transfers from DB to DC, all those contracting out restrictions fall away. So that opens up the possibility of enabling people to transfer from DB to DC and access a much wider range of options. So depending on the circumstances, it may be appropriate to take into account the code of practice that was brought in last year. Now, this was a pensions industry code that was instigated by Steve Webb, the pensions minister, as a result of concerns that some members who are exercising options might be making decisions that are not in their own best interest. Now, Mercer contributed to this code and support it. Trustees and employers need to decide how it might apply to them. So there's some potentially compliance issues there, as well as a general need to take legal advice. It may also be necessary or desirable to provide some level of financial advice or support to members when they're exercising their options. And this needs to be integrated with the annuity broking service. That's also necessary to review the communications that defined benefit members receive when they're approaching retirement. So what are the real benefits of Reflex? Well, for members, it's more choice and flexibility when they come to retirement in the way they reshape their benefits to fit their own individual needs. And for trustees and employers, it's a meaningful reduction in their defined benefit exposure. So it really is a win-win for everyone.